That's also Search for Zarathustra by Richard Strauss, 2001 Space Odyssey. And we're playing that because it's an article in the City Paper based on Stanley Kubrick, and because he was a Mencken fan, which means Baynard Woods is with us to talk about this issue of the City Paper that just came out. Baynard, welcome. Good to have you with us.
Yeah, great to be here, Mark.
So tell us about this issue. What you got going?
Yes, it's fitting that you play that. Also struck Zarathustra because this is our Mencken issue. Mencken Day is coming up this weekend at the Pratt Library. And so we wanted to sort of, and there's a big lot of new material that was just released in addition to the Days trilogy. The Library of America just put out a new edition. And so there's some fascinating stuff in there that's never been seen before. So we decided to sort of stop and take a look at Mencken. And Mencken was the popularizer of, people have sort of forgotten this, but of Friedrich Nietzsche in America. And never went to college or anything, got his entire education as a newspaper man, but wrote the first American book on Nietzsche.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, so we look at, you know, there's a lot of fascinating issues that come up with this. So I wrote a sort of introductory issue about us, you know, the relation of Mencken to the voice of the City Paper. And then we talk with Marion Elizabeth Rogers, who edited all of the new material.
Oh, I've interviewed
Spectacular.
Her. Yes.
Yeah, great, great Mencken scholar. And she was really charming. And then we also talked to Larry Gibson, the biographer of Thurgood Marshall, who's going to be giving a talk at Mencken Days. Was Mencken a civil rights hero for all of the African Americans that he published in his various magazines and the Smart Set and American Mercury? Or was he a racist, as some of his diaries and stuff seemed to indicate? And unfortunately, Gibson didn't give Brennan Jensen, who did that interview, a lot of hint of what his answer might be. But nevertheless, Brennan's attempts to get the professor to talk about it really gave them an interesting conversation.
When does that take place?
So that's this Saturday. All day Saturday at the Mencken Room at the Pratt is Mencken Days.
And
there's also on Friday night, there's a curmudgeons and cocktails event over at the Mencken House, which is trying to raise some money. And they've got, I think Hersh's is doing the cocktails. And they're going to be serving cocktails and celebrating Mencken over there as well.
So are you a curmudgeon?
I don't know that I would say so, but I imagine a lot of other people would. I think there are plenty of people in town that would think that.
But so I Mencken's a very controversial and interesting character, and I think that it's actually worth exploring who he is and all his complexity. Maybe we'll try to do that next week if we have time. We can fit that in. I think that would be a great thing to do, given what you're writing about this week. I mean, I think that whether it's race or his writing and everything else, his anti-Semitism or not, and the brilliance of his critique and as a journalist, he was a very powerful figure.
Yeah, and in this Days trilogy, he comes out as really not the Mencken we all think we know of, the acerbic, curmudgeonly guy, but much more in the line of Joseph Mitchell or A.J. Liebling or those New Yorker writers from that period. And he wrote that for the New Yorker. And so it's the first one, Happy Days, about Baltimore in the 1890s. And it's amazing reading it here because so much is the same and so much also is different. And you mentioned Kubrick. There's an amazing run of Kubrick films that is going this month at both the Charles and the Senator Theater, sort of accidentally. It's not set up as a film festival or anything. It started last night with 2001 A Space Odyssey. But there's showings of Lolita, Dr. Strangelove, 2001 A Clockwork Orange, The Shining, wow, all within the next month. And so you really can get about half of Kubrick's career. And so Will Miller wrote a spectacular essay dealing with the legacy of Kubrick and then what these individual films, how they fit into his overall oeuvre, and it's a fascinating piece.
Well, Maynard, it's always great to talk to you. This City Paper issue sounds, I can't wait to read it, about Mencken and Kubrick. I just can't wait to go run out and pick it up and look at it, and I think you're inspiring us to do certain kinds of programming in the coming week, which is a good thing. Maynard Woods, the senior editor of the City Paper, anywhere in the corner of Baltimore, it's in these little stores, just pick it up, it's there, read it, enjoy it. All of our cultures in there. Baynard, thanks so much, brother.
Thanks, and look for next week's Best of Baltimore issue.
We'll do that. Best of Baltimore.
All right.
Next week.
Yep. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Baynard. The Mark Steiner Show is brought to you in part by MeQ, Baltimore's credit union, offering a full range of financial services. MeQ, Baltimore's credit union, is helping its members and its community prosper. When you invest in yourself, MeQ invests in you. More information, www.mecu.com. The Mark Steiner Show is a production of the Center for Emerging Media. Our producers are Stephanie Mavronis and Mark Gunnery. Our engineer is Andre Melton. Our intern is Sienna Greaves. To hear this show again, podcast, and our past shows, visit us on the web at steinershow.org. You can also download and listen to all of our podcasts on iTunes. And we're going out of here with another cut from Around Midnight by Miles Davis, recorded on this day in 1956. And for Public Radio, WEAA 88.9 FM. The voice of the community. I'm Mark Steiner. Take care.